Saudi Head Start Program, Module 2, Site 4.
3. Do you remember the word for yes? It is iwa. If someone asks you whether or not you are an American, he will probably say,
Enta Amriki?
You would want to answer, yes, I'm an American. How would you say this? You would say,
Iwa, an Amriki.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Iwa, an Amriki. Iwa, an Amriki.
Supposing you're in the army, and a Saudi asks you whether or not you're in the army. His question would be,
Enta fil jaysh?
What would your answer be? It would be,
Iwa, ana fil jaysh.
Repeat it.
Iwa, ana fil jaysh. Iwa, ana fil jaysh.
Supposing you're in the Air Force, not the Army. In that case, you would want to be able to say, no, I'm in the Air Force. The word for no is,
La.
Listen to it again.
La. 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 La.
Say it after the speaker.
La. 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 La.
The Air Force, in Arabic, as you may remember, is Al-Quwa Al-Jawiyya. Say it again, repeating it after the speaker.
Quwa Al-Jawiyya. Al-Quwa Al-Jawiyya. Al-Quwa Al-Jawiyya.
If you say, no, I'm in the Air Force, that would be...
La, ana fi al-Quwa Al-Jawiyya.
Say it after the speaker.
لا أنا في القوة الجوية. لا أنا في القوة الجوية. لا أنا في القوة الجوية.
Four. The word عسكري is an important word for you to know. It means both soldier and military. It means soldier, as in the sentence, I am a soldier, and it also means military, as in the sentence, I am in a military mission, or I am a military interpreter. Listen to it.
Askari. 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 Askari.
Now you repeat it.
Askari. 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 Askari.
Generally speaking, the word askari means soldier in the sense of enlisted man rather than officer. Do you remember the word for officer? It is?
Dabit.
Okay, let's say that you were George Jones, an army corporal serving in Saudi Arabia. I'm a Saudi, and I'm going to ask you a question. Answer it.
Enta askari?
Your answer would be?
Iwa, ana askari.
Repeat the answer.
Iwa, ana askari. Iwa, ana askari. Iwa, ana askari.
Since I am a Saudi and do not recognize your rank as that of a corporal, I might have thought that you were an officer. Remember that askari means soldier in the sense of enlisted man. Okay, Corporal Jones, answer this question.
Enta dabit?
Your answer was right if it was...
La, ana askari.
Repeat it.
لا أنا عسكري. لا أنا عسكري. لا أنا عسكري.
The word عسكري, as we have already mentioned, also can mean military. If you say, for example, Ahmed is a military interpreter, that would be
أحمد مترجم عسكري.
Repeat it.
أحمد مترجم عسكري. أحمد مترجم عسكري. أحمد مترجم عسكري.
The sentence I am in a military mission would be
أنا في بعثة عسكرية.
Repeat it.
أنا في بعثة عسكرية. أنا في بعثة عسكرية. أنا في بعثة عسكرية.
You undoubtedly noticed that with the word بعثة, we use the feminine form of عسكري, that is, عسكرية. Just as you had to say البعثة الأمريكية, using the feminine form of أمريكي. Incidentally, you can nearly always tell whether an Arabic noun is masculine or feminine by looking at the end of the word. Feminine words, for the most part, end in the letter A. For example, the word بعثة, mission, قوة, force, and سيجارة, cigarette. Words which do not have the A at the end are nearly always masculine. Some examples of masculine words which you have learned are the words جيش, army, ضابط, officer, and ملازم, lieutenant. Let's hear you again tell us that you are in a military mission. Repeat after the speaker.
أنا في بعثة عسكرية. أنا في بعثة عسكرية. أنا في بعثة عسكرية.
Now I'm going to ask you whether or not Ahmed is a military interpreter. Answer me, telling me that he is.
أحمد مترجم عسكري؟
You should say
إيوة أحمد مترجم عسكري.
Repeat it after the speaker.
إيوة أحمد مترجم عسكري. إيوة أحمد مترجم عسكري.
Five. No doubt you know that Saudi Arabia is ruled by a king and administered by his royal family. This royal family is a large one and includes a great number of princes. While you are stationed in Saudi Arabia, it might well happen that you will meet one of these princes, in which case you should know how to address him. We will now teach you how to do this. The word for prince is
Amir.
You might have seen this word before, either in history books or the newspapers. Usually it is spelled E-M-I-R. Listen to it again.
Amir. 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 Amir.
You repeat it.
Amir. 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 Amir.
Now, if you want to say, for example, Prince Abdulaziz, then you have to say the Prince Abdulaziz. The prince would, of course, be
El-Amir.
You say it after the speaker.
El-Amir. 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 El-Amir.
Now listen to the Arabic for Prince Abdulaziz.
El-Amir Abdulaziz. El-Amir Abdulaziz.
Repeat it, first in parts, then together.
El-Amir Abdulaziz. El-Amir Abdulaziz. El-Amir Abdulaziz. El-Amir Abdulaziz.
When a person directly addresses a Saudi prince, He says the Arabic equivalent of Your Highness the Prince. The word for Highness or Your Highness is
Sumu.
Listen to it again.
Sumu. 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 Sumu.
You repeat it.
Sumu. 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 Sumu.
The Arabic way of saying Your Highness the Prince is Sumu, followed by Il Amir. Listen to it.
Sumu Il Amir. Sumu Il Amir. Sumu Il Amir.
Repeat it, first in parts, then together.
Sumu Il Amir. Sumu Il Amir. Sumu Il Amir. Sumu Il Amir. Sumu Il Amir.
Now, when you directly address someone by name and or rank, what is that little word you have to say before the name or rank? Do you remember? It is Ya, as in Ya Ra'ad Jan. So when you want to say something to a Saudi prince, you have to say Ya, then Sumu Il Amir. Listen.
Ya Sumu Il Amir. Ya Sumu Il Amir. Ya Sumu Il Amir.
Now repeat it, making believe that you are addressing a real prince in Saudi Arabia. First, let's try it one word at a time, then all together.
Ya Sumu Il Amir. Ya Sumu Il Amir. Ya Sumu Il Amir. Ya Sumu Il Amir. Ya Sumu Il Amir.
6. Now let's review what you have learned. Ask me what my name is. You should say
Ish ismak.
Now answer my question.
Ish ismak.
You should say ismi and then give your name. Let's assume you're in the army. Tell me that you are. You should say,
Ana fil jish.
Now tell me that you're in the Air Force. You should say,
Ana fil quwa al jawiya.
Okay, you're still in the Air Force, but I don't know that, and I'm going to ask you if you're in the Army. Tell me, no, I'm in the Air Force.
Anta fil jish?
Your answer would be
لا أنا في القوة الجوية.
Tell me that you are a soldier, an enlisted man. You would say
أنا عسكري.
Now tell me that Ahmed is a military interpreter. That would be
Ahmed Mترجم عسكري.
Tell me that you're in a military mission. You would say
أنا في بعثة عسكرية.
You are an American man. Tell me that you're an American. You should say,
Ana Amriki.
You're an American woman. Tell me that you're an American. You would say,
Ana Amrikiya.
Tell me in English what I will now say to you.
Ana al-Amir Abdul Aziz.
It means, I am Prince Abdulaziz. Assume that I am Prince Abdulaziz. How would you address me when talking to me? You should say,
يا سمو الأمير.